When we read the other Gospels, we notice that Matthew starts with a genealogy, tracing the lineage of Jesus all the way back to Abraham. In the Gospel of Luke, his genealogy traces the line of Jesus back to Adam. Matthew was proving that Jesus was a rightful heir to the kingdom of David. Luke's burden was to prove that Jesus was a real man. But John begins his gospel even further back. It's very reminiscent of Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. So in John 1, 1, it says this, "In the beginning was the Word." John mimics Genesis on purpose. He simply goes back as far as time allows by saying, "In the beginning." In the beginning, before Abraham was called out by God. In the beginning, even before Adam was formed from the dust of the earth. In the beginning, already in existence, was the Word. And John uses a certain verb here to clarify that this Word of which he speaks did not begin at the beginning, but was already in existence. The Word was already there in the beginning. Another way of saying it would be to say that from eternity past, the Word was already existing. But what is this Word? What does that even mean? Well, the Word was a familiar concept in the first century, but one that carried various meanings. To the Greeks, the idea of the Word meant one thing, and to the Jews, it meant another. So John was appealing to both cultures by using this phrase. So to the Greek, the idea of the Word was at least 300 years old, and it represented an uncreated, impersonal, divine logic that kept everything in the world obeying the laws of nature. To the Jew, the Word was the expression of divine power and wisdom. So as I mentioned before, the parallel of John 1 and Genesis 1 are evident. We know that in creation, God demonstrated His power and wisdom by speaking creation into existence. So to the Greeks, John was saying, this impersonal, uncreated divine logic that you think is the Word is actually very personal. You can know Him personally. He's not just a logic, but a legitimate person. And to the Jews, John was saying, this expression of power and wisdom has come in the flesh. He is real, and He is the expression, the exact replication of God. And this is why Jesus will say later in the gospel, "Anyone who has seen Me has seen the Father." But don't miss John's point. This Word, the expression and power and wisdom, was continually existing before time even began. And that's one reason He can offer you eternal life. Today, please pray for Michael and Ruth Poirier, our missionaries in Canada. Also remember the Nyakyusa LifeWord broadcast, heard in Malawi and Tanzania.